Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
And I'm Harold Mester. Thanks for joining us tonight. And it's my pleasure to welcome Supervisor Jerry Broderick, the chairman of the County Board's Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee. We also have Eloisa Gomez, the director of the Milwaukee County Cooperative Extension, and Sharon Morrissey, who is the consumer horticulture agent for the extension. So thanks to all three of you for being here tonight. We appreciate it. Supervisor Broderick, we're going to start with you as the chairman of the committee who is actually in charge of overseeing the extension, so to speak. I think you have some prepared remarks for us
tonight. Well, not so much that, but the head of the extension is a gross exaggeration and I think misleading. It's by virtue of my position as chairman of the Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee that I am, in a titular sense, called the head of the extension. The true operational head, of course, is Eloisa Gomez, who, along with her deputy, Carolyn Johnson, just do a terrific job and therefore deserve all the credit for the good that the extension does here in Milwaukee County. My role, it should be clearly noted, is simply supportive and the title titular, if I may.
Well, I mean, your committee does provide the policy direction, and, you know, I have never seen anything but full support for the extension, mostly because I can't recall any controversial votes involving the extension, except maybe some funding through the budget process, if it was cut out of the budget. But I have seen nothing but 100% support for the program, and I think that's a testament to Ms. Gomez and her staff. So, yeah, Eloisa, if you want to come to the mic and just share with us, you know, just a snapshot of what the extension does and how it can benefit residents of Milwaukee County and beyond.
Wonderful. Thank you. You know, we're a very solid partner with Milwaukee County government, but we are also a part of the university system. It's in our state statutes where Cooperative Extension affiliates with county government. So we are both a department of county government, and we are affiliated with the university system. So we're very excited about the relationship we've had over the years. What Cooperative Extension does is it brings a full array of programming that is largely evidence-based, university-researched information. Through our educators, we provide over 30 programs in the community, and we reach about 100,000 Milwaukee County residents from the very early years to the senior citizen years. We reach people in a variety of different ways in which we provide educational programming, but we also work with organizations, local municipalities, community-based organizations to provide some capacity-building support for their work. And we provide services in the areas of youth development, family living, community development and natural resources, and in the area of urban ag and horticulture. So it's a full array of programming, but we've got the wonderful skilled educators to provide this quality service in the community.
How much funding does the county provide on an annual basis? Yeah. Do we have that?
The county provides a little over $300,000 to provide support to Cooperative Extension. And we leverage those dollars almost 3-to-1. We have approximately $2 million that come in to through private and public sector funding to support the programming. So county government support leverages quite a bit of dollars.
Looking at this, Harold, from a statewide view, the extension meets the needs dependent upon what those needs are in all 72 counties across the state of Wisconsin, connecting people, as Eloisa indicated, to research-based knowledge that's both objective in nature and practical in its application. And the mission is really one of public service, with all 26 campuses of the UW system participating through 27, I think I have that number right, public radio NPR outlets throughout the state of Wisconsin, which air so much positive programming that assists people in health and nutrition and gardening, and we'll talk a little more about some of the program offerings.
Yeah. Sure. And, you know, I think, and you hit on it with the word practical. I mean, there are so many people that can benefit, and they learn, and they become better gardeners. They become better chefs, perhaps, based on what they're able to grow right in their own backyard. And one individual on the Cooperative Extension staff that has been key in getting these helpful messages out is Sharon Morrissey, who is here. And certainly she is known to a number of listeners for doing a variety of media appearances, including on radio and television and Fox 6. And we're pleased to have you here as well. And I know that you provide a lot of information that people are interested. They like to hear what you have to say. So, what do you see as why people value this information so much?
Well, I think Extension has a critical role and a very unique role within the community, especially within gardening and urban ag and environmental issues, in that we do provide that research-based information. It is non-biased, and I think people feel that is quite reliable information they can count on. So we're good advisors, and we provide them with the full range of options that they have for managing their properties, managing their plants, managing pests on their properties, so that they can then make informed decisions about what choices they want to make on their property. We do deal with home gardeners. We work with home gardeners and answer questions for them. And we found through surveys that the questions we answer one-to-one are multiplied four times by each individual that we talk to. At the very least, it's four times. Those people then pass that information along to others. And our information isn't just an answer to a question usually. It's usually concepts that are conveyed at the same time to help people understand why the answer is what it is. They learn beyond what they've asked, and then hopefully they can apply those principles to the next situation that arises. So we hope it's a learning that's building for gardeners. And, you know, 80% of the population still gardens. That number hasn't changed for many, many years. It's a very popular activity, provides a lot of economic value for a lot of individuals, as well as all of the other recreational value, therapeutic value for people. And we are doing more with therapeutic horticulture, working with individuals who have special needs, perhaps limitations that may prevent them from doing conventional gardening. And we're working with those individuals to help them continue to garden because of the benefits they derive from it.
And, you know, that 80% number, I think, is interesting. And gardening, whether you're in the country or in the city, I mean, there are some great things that you can do no matter how big or small your property may be. What is the probably the most common question that you get? Is there, you know, someone wants to know, what's the number one thing you can tell me to do? I mean, does that come up? Is there something that that you find is prevalent out there?
There are several things that we get frequently. It partially depends on what sort of property you have and what you're trying to grow. We do get a lot of questions from people on lawns. Lawn care is one of the biggest issues, because if you have nothing else growing in your yard, you have a lawn. And so people want to know how to take care of it. And they're also deciding whether to utilize services that are provided through lawn care services or to do their own lawn care, and how to do lawn care without using a lot of chemicals. You know, the least impact, least input type of lawn care. So those kinds of questions. And among those, Creeping Charlie is probably the biggest issue. How to get rid of this stuff.
That's my biggest issue, I think, yeah. We're here with Supervisor Jerry Broderick, along with Director Gomez and Sharon Morrissey from the Cooperative Extension of Milwaukee County. Let's talk about 4-H. I know there's a couple different initiatives there with 4-H youth development, as well as the STEM initiative. And Supervisor, Director, if you want to share any exciting things going on there.
I could talk about 4-H, but I know we have limited time, and I'm much more focused on the specific programs within Milwaukee County. Special efforts are made by the Extension in Milwaukee County to reach Central City neighborhoods, low-income neighborhoods throughout our community. And while 4-H is an important idea, it's probably less emphasized in Milwaukee County than other programs like Healthy Child Development, mm-hmm. positive parenting skills, teaching those, things that are aimed at the community being more whole and better able, young parents particularly being better able to be equipped with the skills to counter the pressures that we all know go with being being a parent.
One of the things that we say is that we really want to see families thrive. So I think that I really appreciate the remarks of County Supervisor Broderick, because in fact it is about thriving families. And within that, most people aren't aware that 4-H is connected with the university system through cooperative extension. You know, in our community, we do know that there are many young people who are not where they should be in the math, science, engineering, and technology fields. So we really are trying to bolster what we call STEM, science, technology, engineering, math clubs in Milwaukee County. So we really want to see that grow. We're looking, always recruiting for adult volunteers to be project leaders in this area, and we can train them. And we have a lot of kids waiting to receive the training, and it really is a full youth leadership opportunity. So we're recruiting both youth and adults to participate. We have started what we call a STEM certificate program, because we believe if a youth goes through a series of training opportunities, that certificate really does reflect their intent to develop their skills in the area and may help them get a summer job or help them move into another academic field that will, again, bolster their academic standing. We just really want to see youth succeed. But the family is really the unit that we're interested in, and youth are a part of that.
And I witnessed that, by the way, in very personal terms. My wife is an MPS teacher and teaches at what is now known as the Gwen Jackson Elementary School. It once was 21st Street School. And the CLC programs, afterwards the nutrition programs, the kinds of things aimed at adults, foreclosure prevention, financial literacy, they're just terribly important programs that really benefit the community in very substantial ways.
Well, that's great. And, you know, if people want more information, your website address is milwaukee.uwex.edu, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and is there any other information that you want to put out there? Are you going to have a booth at the open house?
Oh, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We really hope that residents will come to our booth, because we will be showing a full array of programming that we offer to residents. And we have a couple of workshops coming up. I was hoping Sharon could say a few words about
Sure.
that.
Sure. One that's coming up right now, very shortly on March 21st, is a 4-session short course on growing your own vegetables. It's an evening course on Monday evenings, 4 of them in a row, starting March 21st from 5:30 to 8:30. The cost is $50 to cover the materials, and you will walk away with a huge volume of Extension publications and a reference material on vegetable gardening. So I think that people who are maybe just starting in vegetable gardening will find that this will be very helpful to get them started on the right path. And the timing, of course, is perfect. And then gardeners who have been gardening for a long time, I am going into quite a bit of detail. So hopefully they'll learn some new things, too, on different cultivars they can provide. And also pest control, which is always an ever-changing part of gardening. And the other one is on pruning. That's another big question that we get, because trees are a valuable part of your property, trees and shrubs, because they're a more permanent part of the property. So we're offering 2 pruning workshops, one of them here in Milwaukee County at the Polish Alliance Center on March 19th from 9 until noon. And information on that and registration for both of those courses are on our website.
Great. And the open house booth, just to remind folks, we mentioned it in the last segment, but it's March 31st from 9 to 4 at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. So anything else any of the three of you would like to mention here as we wrap up?
Well, I think the emphasis on lifelong learning through rich and varied programs is something, if the public is not acquainted with, they ought to be. I think it's fair to say that every county throughout the state of Wisconsin is better informed, is better educated, healthier and more prosperous because of the offerings of the University Extension. And in my view, at least, it's a particularly enlightened use of our sometimes scarce shared resources.
Well, as always, Supervisor, well stated. The I thought you were going to read a poem there for a minute. All right. Well, thanks to all three of you, Supervisor Broderick, Director Gomez, and Ms. Morrissey. We appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks to everyone.
Thank you.
So stick around. We're going to take a look at the spring general election when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.